Hello and welcome to In Bed with Lisa, the podcast. It is absolutely wonderful to have you here with me today. This is going to be a conversation all about sex toys. It's one of my absolute favorite subjects. I love talking about it. I'm a huge advocate for sex toys and tools. And this is actually a conversation that I had recently with Clemens Magnatella for his show on Radio 702. So what you're going to hear is actually an interview that I gave live on air. That means you're going to get listener questions, right? You're going to be hearing from people who phoned in, from people who sent voice notes. You're going to be hearing from people who sent tweets, and I will be answering what they wanted to know. So you maybe will find a question that you had on your mind that I will answer in this show. If there is another question that you have that I didn't cover, then please know that I'm here for that too. You can find me on Twitter at InBedWithLisa, or if you want to remain anonymous, you can find me on email, hello@inbedwithlisa.com. I'm always happy to hear from you, and I want to know what you want to know. This podcast is here for you. So if you're new here, I'm Lisa Welsh. I'm a sex and pleasure educator who is dedicated to helping people have more fun in the bedroom. I'm particularly focusing on helping busy couples to have more fun. And so that's why I think sex toys are really important. So keep listening to hear this conversation with Clemens Magnatella and myself all about sex toys. Enjoy.
Relationship Talk on 702
with Clement and the experts.
It's adult radio between now and 12 o'clock, so no kids allowed between 11 and 12. Askies kiddos. Today on our relationship and sex feature, we're talking about sex toys. There are actually studies that have been done about sex toys that show that a lot of South Africans actually enjoy using them for different reasons. Because they extend foreplay, because they frequently result in intense orgasms. But there's a lot more that also suggests many of those South Africans who are using sex toys are ashamed of buying and using them. They're embarrassed to use them. They always do it in secret. No one must know about it because society still frowns upon this. Some people want to incorporate sex toys in their marriage, in their relationship, but they're worried they will be judged by their partners. So how do you even introduce this topic of exploring sex toys with your partner? I'm going to be joined by Lisa Welsh, who's going to join us in a moment. She's a sex and pleasure educator. And I want us to talk about other aspects when it comes to sex toys, like the safety, for instance, around sex toys in terms of the material that you use. Can you use anything you find that you want to pleasure yourself with? And what about some of the sex toys, for instance, that use electricity? You need to think about safety. I want us to talk about the health risks as well in using sex toys. And some people find that sex toys help them deal with even sexual side effects of certain medications, health conditions, or even menopause, like a low sex drive or decreased sensation in their genitals. So we're going to hear about such benefits as well. But sex toys are these objects you use for the purpose of pleasure. Do you use them? Sexologists tell us that there are certain abilities that sex toys have, such as vibrating, which our bodies cannot do. And this trade is what stimulates, I should say, the mind and the body that brings about that arousal. So let's have a conversation about sex toys on 011-883-0702. Do you use sex toys? What benefits do you derive from them? Have you tried to incorporate sex toys in your relationship? Or do you use them on your own in secret? 011-883-0702. Share your experiences on that line, or send me a WhatsApp text or WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702. Lisa Welsh, thank you for making time for us. Welcome back to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement. It is so great to be here and such a great topic that we're going to be talking about today.
It's so great to have you back. Sex toys. Sometimes when we talk about sex toys, we think, it's only toys for females. But there are sex toys, right? For men as well. Mm. We're talking here about sex toys for both men and women.
Absolutely. There are sex toys for all genders, and there are sex toys to be used with multiple people at once. There is absolutely not just for women. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So from your own experience, Lisa, I mentioned earlier that there's actually research that's been done that shows South Africans actually do enjoy using sex toys, but they are still ashamed of not just buying, but even using them. You know, people have got, I mean, they lock their doors. And yeah, sometimes you want to lock the door because there are probably kids around. But even when they just have their partner in the house, you know, they don't want the partner to know that they use sex toys because they feel they're going to be judged. In your experience, do we still have that kind of, you know, understanding about sex toys where people feel ashamed?
Unfortunately, there is still a lot of shame when it comes to sex toys, because I think people feel that if they need to use a sex toy, then it might say something about them. We have this kind of false idea that people that use sex toys are lonely, or, you know, can't get a partner, or can't orgasm any other way, which it's no problem if you can't. A vibrator can be a great way, a great tool to help people who struggle to experience orgasm. But also it's that feeling that we don't want our partner to feel like they're not good enough. There's that whole feeling that if you need a sex toy, you know, if you need a sex toy as a woman, then does that mean that your male partner isn't enough for you? You know, and so there's a whole load of stuff that goes into this feeling. And I mean, so often people don't even like to admit that they self-pleasure. So, you know, having a sex toy, you know, you wouldn't want to admit that you had one, but the curiosity is definitely there. People are definitely buying them, especially online, because you can do it more discreetly. But gradually we are becoming more open, and so many great stores, you know, are not hiding. They're not like dark, dingy stores anymore. You know, the windows are clear and open. The toys are on display. So I think we're gradually moving into a culture that is more accepting of these tools.
Yeah. I remember taking a call on this show sometime with a listener saying they actually keep their sex toys in a safe. You know, the partner is not supposed to know that I use sex toys. So how do you then introduce the topic, Lisa? Mm. If you have a partner that you are worried may think you think they don't satisfy you, that's why you want to introduce all these other elements. But you you don't want them to feel that way, but you also want them to know that, dude or ma'am, we can actually enhance our pleasure so much, the two of us, by introducing these products. How do you start that conversation with your partner?
So it's important to understand that everybody feels vulnerable sometimes when it comes to sex. We often have insecurities about our bodies and our performance. So if we're being told that our partner wants to add a tool, then it can sometimes make you feel that way. So we just need to reassure each other that we love the connection that we have, right? I love this connection, but I'm curious to enhance. You know, a toy can never replace a human. It can never replace the connection. It can never replace that same feeling of intimacy, even if it is in the same shape as your body parts, right? It still isn't a human. So by reassuring your partner that this is an addition, this is another way to experience pleasure, because pleasure is the ultimate goal, whether that is something we do alone or together. That is, for many people, that is the ultimate goal, right? So we want to just enhance that together. So frame it as though it's a journey, as though it's something that you can discover. Opt for toys that can be used together. There are specific tools that can be used for penetrative sex that benefit like the male and the female in those situations.
Yeah. So, okay, I hear what you say, that toys can never replace, you know, a human being. But then you've got, you know, couples who, when we have these conversations on the show, there's a guy who once called and said, Clement, every time, well, most of the time, after having sex with my wife, I rush to the, you know, the bathroom, you know, quickly to actually pleasure myself and use a toy or whatever to pleasure myself, because that's when I get the total satisfaction. So how do you then, like, what, which is what? Because if really you can never replace a human, why do people have sex with a human but still find the need to go pleasure themselves afterwards?
So there we get different things from different kinds of sexual play. So with a toy, it may be the intense kind of stimulation that we prefer. And with a human, it's the intimacy and the connection. If we can couple those things together and take away the shame of hiding the use of the toy, then those things can be brought together. You know, we can make solo play, like pleasuring ourselves, part of partnered play. Right? We can use those toys on ourselves together and share the whole experience. So it's not that you have to go and hide the fact that you prefer a certain kind of stimulation. That's nothing to be embarrassed about. You know, the same might be said for other toys, including things like that massage the prostate or butt plugs or things that we might feel more ashamed to show our partner. Some people might feel more ashamed.
Yeah, Lisa?
Always difficult. It always starts with that awkwardness, but it can lead to a richness if we're able to gradually share those things and bring it into the bedroom, like take it out of the dark, you know?
Take them out of the dark. Have you taken your sex toys out of the dark to incorporate it in your sexual interactions with your partner, your husband, your wife? And how did that go? Or do you have a partner that simply does not want to see sex toys and you are scared? Where do you even keep them if you have a partner that you are scared will start feeling they are not enough and they are not satisfying you sufficiently if they see those sex toys? Do you hide them somewhere? And have you tried to have a conversation with your partner to introduce them in your relationship? And I'm also interested to know what benefits you derive, right, from having and using sex toys. I said earlier, Lisa, that there are certain abilities that sex toys have, such as vibrating, which our bodies cannot do. And someone sent a message and said, what? Don't lie. Our bodies can vibrate, apparently. So let us know what kind of benefits, you know, and sensation and pleasure you get from sex toys. 011-883-0702. I see your WhatsApp voice notes that have come through on 072-702-1702. We'll go straight to your calls and WhatsApps after the break. 18 after 11.
702.
Relationship Talk with Clement Maniatella.
21 minutes after 11 o'clock on our relationship and sex feature this morning, we are talking about sex toys. We'll get into other elements in the moment, safety, you know, how, you know, you should use them, what you need to consider, what you should and what you shouldn't do. We've got Lisa Welsh, who is a sex and pleasure educator. I want to go to your calls now and your WhatsApp voice notes. Let's start with the calls. Trevor, you're calling from Soweto. Good morning.
Good morning, Clem. How are you?
I'm all right, man. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm so grateful I have airtime so I can call. I'm a first-time caller. Okay?
Welcome.
And I know I won't be saying I'm a first-time caller again.
Yes.
I only say it once.
Once and it's done, Trevor.
And it's done, man. It's done.
Tell me.
I don't see any problem in regard using sex toys, Clemmy. We use them for different reasons. Like for me, I did allow my then ex to buy sexual toys for sexual enhancement. That was for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Until I modified my thing, she stopped buying them. When I modified my thing, I have beards in my thing. My thing has beards.
Beards?
It's like lunch pie. If you see a lunch pie chocolate.
Wait, Trevor. When you say modify, what do you mean? How did you modify? Did you go through, did you undergo surgery?
Yeah, I performed the surgery.
So what? And then it's got, like,
it's got
those
it's
bumps, beards. Like.
It's like a Rough Rider condom. I don't have to buy a Rough Rider condom because I'm a Rough Rider myself.
Oh, okay. And then you're saying your partner has stopped using the sex toys after you, quote-unquote, modified.
Yeah, after she heard what she heard from modifying, she then said, darling, listen, I'm stopping to buy these things because this is what I've been looking for all these years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Trevor in Soweto, thank you for the call. Have you ever heard of such modification, Lisa?
People do lots of different things. I mean, now Trevor made himself into her perfect sex toy, so that's very interesting. Yeah. I don't know who would offer those kinds of procedures, but I'm glad that he found something that worked.
And he seems to be happy with how the modification has come out. Hang on, what's up, voice notes on 0727021702?
I definitely use sex toys. I'm a woman who struggles to orgasm through penetration. So it's very nice to incorporate sex toys which enhance my pleasure, especially clitoral stimulation. I have used them in my relationships and solo, and they're very useful in, you know, me understanding and getting to know my body as a sexual being. And it's amazing to experience. I must say that men in the past have been very awkward about them, but I see more and more opening, which is quite cool. And yeah, sex toys are amazing. Thank you.
Oh, that's interesting. So from her experience, men are beginning to be open to this idea, right, of introducing those sex toys. Here's another WhatsApp voice note.
Hi, Clement. How are you? Thanks for the good show, man. I would like to remain anonymous. For me and my partner, we use a sex toy. We do have a vibrator, which we discuss. We agreed. We bought it. We are using it, and she's enjoying it. She's reaching climax and whatever. But the only problem, I just heard the rumors. I want to ask the doctor if it's true that sometimes they say the sex toys do cause cervix cancer. So I just wanted to know how true is that. Thanks, man. I'll listen when there I go. Lovely show.
Thank you, Anonymous, for the question. Lisa, do you know about, I suppose, conditions that may come as a result of using the sex toys? Is cervix cancer one of the concerns?
So the concerns would be if whether or not the product or the toy is body safe. Mm-hmm. I don't know of any particular studies to suggest there's a direct connection between using a vibrator and cervical cancer. But yes, there can be some toys that are less safe to use. Materials, that's the word. Materials that are not body safe, or things that are porous or not washed properly. So there are things that you need to look into to make sure that you're using the toy safely. So yeah, that's what I would say.
Okay. Mm. In fact, while we're still on this safety, aspect, let's talk about the safety around sex toys in terms of the actual material. There are some people that perhaps may want to take it further and just grab whatever item they may use in the house as a sex toy. What is advisable to use? Is it only the stuff you purchase at a particular sex store? Or can you turn, you see a banana in the kitchen and you want to pleasure yourself? Or, what's safe and what's not safe?
Yeah. So it's definitely advisable not to use household objects, but also to be aware that not everything you buy in the store is safe for use, actually, because they use different kinds of materials. There are different chemicals and plastics, for example, that your body might not like. Our genitals are obviously very sensitive. There are some kind of toys that you can buy, for example, some crystal dildos, and some people think that those are not safe. You know, different crystals can be porous, and then that means how are you really going to clean that properly? There's lots of different schools of thought around this, but anything that is non-porous, it's really important to clean and dry that properly. And drying it is really important, not only cleaning it. So if you're quickly using this thing and hiding it away without taking the time to clean and dry it thoroughly, then that could cause bacteria to grow on your toy. And so that's not ideal. So there's something you could do. You could use a condom over a toy if that's an option for you. That's also advisable if there are multiple partners. But you'll really want to be looking for high quality medical grade, toys. You can also get silicone glass. There's a certain kind of glass, borosilicate glass, and even stainless steel. Those can be cleaned beautifully. And those are the ones that are often recommended. So do your research. If you're looking for, there's like lots of different kinds of materials that you'll find, that like second skin kind of things. And they're not always easy to clean. Yeah. And you can find that you might actually have a negative reaction to some of those.
Yeah. Okay. That's so important. And then what about some objects then that use electricity, I mean, anything could happen with the current, right? Or even load shedding. You don't want
You either have battery operated toys, so I would recommend to not keep the batteries in.
Okay.
So only, you know, take the batteries out when you're not using the toy. And for toys that are chargeable, they should be fine. If you're buying from a reputable seller, there shouldn't be a problem with you receiving an electric shock. That's I've not heard of that happening.
Okay.
And you can get toys that are plugged into the wall as well. And again, as long as you're buying, you know, a brand that you can verify, read up on reviews, there should be no problem with that either.
Okay. And check on your load shedding schedule too. Okay. Just being funny. It's 11:30.
Relationship Talk on 702
with Clement and the experts.
All right, let's continue with our relationship and sex feature. Today we are talking about sex toys. We've looked at the aspects, safety aspects of using sex toys. You know, some of them use electricity, some of them are, you know, battery, you charge the battery. And we've spoken about the health risks associated with sex toys as well. Let's take some of the questions coming through on the WhatsApp line and through your calls on 011-883-0702. Lisa Welsh is a sex and pleasure educator who is guiding us through this discussion. Lisa, in fact, there are a few of our listeners who've asked this question. Hi, Clement. Mm-hmm. What kind of sex toys do men use? This question comes up a lot, Lisa, even in the past conversations we've had, where men are like, but do we actually have our... They say when you talk about sex toys, the first thing that comes to your mind is a vibrator, and that's... They think it's sex toys for women. So are there sex toys for men?
Plenty. There are so many different options, actually. So first thing is, a lot of vibrators feel good on the shaft of the penis and the head of the penis in the same way that they would on the clitoris. So that's number one. A lot of toys can be used on all genders. But there are a lot of specific toys. So you can get cock rings. I hope I'm allowed to say that.
Ring?
Yes,
okay.
A ring that would either go around the base of the shaft, and that will either help blood to stay in the penis for a while. And so there are rules around how long to keep that on. You can get vibrating rings that then also bring a stimulation to the base of the shaft. You can get rings that go around
the testicles. Vibrating rings, is it like a ring you put on your penis and then it vibrates?
Yes.
Okay.
So it sits at the base of the shaft, and that can feel good. And that can also feel good if there is somebody who is receiving penetration from that same penis, right? Because they're also going to get the stimulation of the vibrator. But there are also toys designed purely for people with penises. So there's something called, one brand is called a Fleshlight. I'm just being wary of the words that I'm choosing, but essentially it's like they're often silicone, soft, gooey tubes that can be used to put the penis into, right? And then it stimulates the penis, and you use it as though it were a vagina or an anus, right? You would put it inside, and then it would feel, it encases the penis, and it feels good.
Is there movement or you're just putting in and
you
everything?
You can choose. You can either move it yourself.
Okay.
Or you can, there's actually new ones coming out that actually move, they thrust, they warm up, they do all kinds of things. There's so many, Clement. It is mind blowing, actually, how incredible the sex tech is moving.
Mm.
Plus, there are other, I've seen vibrators that are designed for men who, there's no requirement actually to have an erection. So this is great for anybody who has any erectile difficulties. And it's almost like a cup shape that you place the penis onto a vibrating plate, and it surrounds the penis, and it gives a full vibration. And so people can actually experience ejaculation and orgasm without having an erection, which is surprising for some people.
So in fact, while we're still on that, there are some people who say sex toys help them deal with some sexual side effects, you know, of even some certain medications, health conditions, menopause as well. So so can it help in for people who've got maybe a low sex drive or a decreased sensation in their genitals? Can sex toys help in that regard?
There are some studies to suggest that they can actually help. Absolutely. I've even heard stories from people who have found that using vibrators helped with their incontinence, helped to heal their incontinence. So like things like that are really amazing, because the kind of stimulation that can be provided to the genitals by a vibrating device isn't possible by many other means. You know, our hands and tongues and other things would get tired quickly. And so a vibrator can be a great addition. In fact, the first voice note that you played, the lady said that she didn't experience orgasm through penetration. Yes. And the vast majority of women and vulva owners have that same experience. So adding a vibrator can give the kind of stimulation that will pleasure a clitoris in the way that many clitorises like to be pleasured.
Hi,
Clement. I recently started selling sex toys, and I'm struggling to find clients because people still think sex toys are a bit taboo. How do I get around this industry? Can Lisa please advise?
Okay, thank you. Lisa, this listener says he only started selling sex toys, and he's asking, how do I get around the industry, seeing that people are still filled with so much shame, I suppose, when it comes to sex toys?
It's a tricky industry because we are being censored, right? Anybody who's talking about education, sex, you know, even politics around sex are being censored. So it's navigating the online world if you're selling it online, but knowing that people are curious. So being careful with the language that you're using so that you're not upsetting any censors, but also being honest, like helping people to understand, like sharing information about how can they speak to their partners about this? What kind of stimulation can it provide? You know, giving people advice and information about the way that it can bring pleasure, and showing them with video clips of this is what it actually does. This is what it looks like. And this is how it feels, you know, having real reviews. I'm not suggesting pornographic material, but like just actually showing the toy while it's working, because often we just don't know and it's embarrassing to ask. So you might find that if you're thinking you're not selling enough, it could be because people don't know what it is or how it works, or, you know, they're too scared to ask. So providing as much information as possible, normalizing the use of toys and just encouraging and just saying, this is, so many people are using them. We just don't talk about it to each other. You know, like you said, where are people hiding them? But they are. They're keeping them well hidden.
Somewhere. It's hidden somewhere in the house. Someone said I keep it in a safe. Here's another question. Clement, on the issue of safety, how long is it safe to keep the same toy for?
So that would depend on the material, because some things like stainless steel or that borosilicate glass would last for, they can last a lifetime if they're cleaned properly. Things like medical grade silicone can degrade over time. So you need to keep a close eye on your toy. Check it for any tears. And if you're using silicone lubricant with a silicone toy, that can cause degradation of toy. So maybe opt for water-based lube in order to keep your toy for longer. Also think about storage. So we've spoken about it, but you want to store your clean toys in a clean, dry place that is not in direct sunlight or extreme temperatures, because that again can help, that can make the toy degrade. And also be careful that they're not touching each other, because if different materials are touching each other, then that can cause reactions as well. So those are things to think about.
Okay. And then another question, how do you get rid of sex toys when you no longer need them?
That is a very good question. Clements that I haven't really got an answer for. I don't recommend sharing.
Okay.
I don't recommend sharing toys. I mean, I'm sure the dump would know what to do, but whether you want to go and say to the dump, hey, how do I get rid of this? That's a question that I would like to look into more. I don't know the answer.
Yeah. Maybe someone who has gotten rid of sex toys. Oh, remember we got a call earlier from that Trevor in Soweto, who says, I have modified, and because of that modification, my partner didn't need the sex toys anymore. So Trevor, maybe you can let us know, how did she get rid of them, right? And because both of you were using them, how did you guys get rid of them because you didn't need them anymore? Here's another question, Lisa. Hi, Clement. Please can you ask Lisa, my friend who is straight, and I am also straight, often talks about a certain toy he uses that stimulates his penis, but also somehow stimulates stimulates, I'm trying to find a way to say this, Lisa.
Prostate.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this person is using another language. But yeah, this is still radio. So is there a toy like that?
Many. I'm glad this came up because I forgot to say that when we were talking about male sex toys. Mm-hmm. So there are lots of prostate massagers and things designed to stimulate that area, which can be intensely pleasurable for all genders, actually. But for people with penises and prostate owners, that can be magnificent, but it does come with a lot of shame as well. But there are many toys designed especially for this. There are toys designed for women to use on men as well in this way, that are designed to stimulate the vulva and the prostate at the same time. So this is something that is incredibly popular, but isn't spoken about often because especially for straight men, they feel this negative connotation around, is it gay to want to have my prostate stimulated? So I want to bust that myth. It's not gay. And these toys are very popular. On the topic of just butt play, any toy that goes into that area needs to have a flared base. Beware of using toys that are not designed for the butt. In the butt. They must have a flared base because the sphincter can close. So you need to have something that won't go in and not come out again.
Okay. Ooh, okay. So what do you, must it be a toy that probably has like, I don't know, a string or something that you can, you're able to pull it out so it doesn't go?
Either a handle or a base that is flared. So it like has a bigger bottom.
Okay. So, you know, you spoke about, you know, some straight men who, you know, frown at this. And maybe I'm going to read this tweet and cause it sort of links to that. In fact, it's a DM someone sent. And I suppose that also tells you of how people are so ashamed, right? To talk openly about what pleasures them. Someone who says, hey, I actually use a strapper with my girlfriend. Sometimes my girlfriend puts on a strap like with a vibrator and, you know, is penetrating me. And this is a person who is straight and it's a girlfriend who does that. So is a strapper also a part of, how does that work with a strapper? Is it some kind of a, you know, a vibrator that you put on your, how does it work?
So it's a strap on. So it's like a dildo that is worn in a device. So it's like a strapping device that goes around and it's usually a woman or vulva owner that would wear it. And then it has a dildo attached. Okay. And this practice is called pegging and that practice is
pegging. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's usually to describe a woman and a man where the woman is penetrating the man. Super popular. It is one of the highest search terms, really, truly. People are very, very interested in this. It's like my most viewed YouTube video of all time was talking to somebody about this specifically, an expert who dedicates her life to this. But it is popular, but it comes with a lot of shame, exactly that, as you've said. And so if you are curious, then I would encourage you to look into more about how you can speak to your partner about it. Because, you know, we only live once, Clement. And if this is something that you would like to try, then I would encourage people, if this is something they would like to explore, this is their body. It doesn't mean anything about your sexual orientation. I would say, bite the bullet, learn more and see how you can gradually, gently broach the conversation with your partner. You might be surprised. They might love the opportunity to be in the position of dominance. Some strap-ons have vibrators that actually feel good for the vulva as well. So it can be a whole new aspect.
So it can be
aspect.
Beneficial. So, okay. Mm. So as a woman who's also pegging, you also can get some stimulation from that as well.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hi, Clement. Never mind the sex toys. Just do the sex with your socks on. That's Dave. Well, this is in reference to, there's one guest we once had on this feature who told us about some research that's been done that shows that apparently when you have sex while you've got your socks on, you've got the most intense and incredible orgasm. And they spoke, apparently it's a thing. The research is out there.
Yes, it's saying that the research was saying that that cold feet can be enough to put a woman off of orgasm. It's usually that in that way. So if you have socks on, it can be just enough to help you get there.
Okay. Mm. So no cold feet. Okay. You can, let's get your sex socks on. Okay. It's 9 minutes before 12.
Relationship Talk on 702.
All right, let's continue with our relationship feature as we wrap it all up with a question from Anonymous. He says, Clement, does it have like best before expiry dates, these sex toys? Can you reuse a secondhand one from a friend? That's a question, Lisa.
So I just wanted to say again that it depends on the material. So it's really important that you do your research. When you buy these toys, it will have detailed instructions, it should, on how to clean them properly, how to store them, and again, their expiry date, if there is one. I don't think they really do have expiry dates, but they do degrade. So you need to be checking them visually. Checking them, look for tears, look for changes in the material. And when it comes to sharing toys, it is not advised, but if you are going to be sharing toys, then use a condom. Put a condom over any toys that are used internally, and make sure you're cleaning them before and after use. You can clean toys with like a mild soap and warm water, rinse thoroughly, dry them, or you can also buy specialized sex toy cleaners as well.
The last question, Clement, are sex toys addictive?
Oh, good question. Oh, how can you make that the last one? So it's the there's a lot of contradictory advice about this. So it's not that they are addictive. Like, our bodies can't get addicted to a sensation, but we can become accustomed. We can become accustomed to a certain kind of stimulation, same as people, especially men and people with penises, can become accustomed to a certain way of pleasuring themselves. So it's the same that we can become accustomed and prefer a strong vibration. So what I would recommend in this instance is using the vibrator, if that's what it is, using it on different body parts, using it in different ways, using it really lightly, like don't press hard, like let your body get, like keep your body on its toes, right? Keep changing up the stimulation, keep mixing it up, using different toys, not using toys, like make this part of your repertoire and not the only thing. But if it is your only thing and your only preferred thing and it's great for you, then that's also good. I'm not shaming you. But if you want to keep it, if you want to, you know, still be experiencing pleasure from other ways, then keep mixing it up.
Okay. Lisa Walsh, you are always great in helping us navigate these conversations. Thank you for making time. And I'm going to wrap it all up with this song, Lisa. Nice and Slow by Usher.
Oh, I love it.
Relevant, right?
Enjoy. Totally.
So there you have it. That was a conversation that I had with Clement Magnatella last week about sex toys. Were there any questions there that you were happy to hear? Were there burning questions in your mind that were covered? Great. Let me know what you thought of those responses. Is there something that I didn't cover that you would like to know about sex toys? Well, good, because next week on this podcast, I'm going to have Nu Davidson, who is an intimacy coach, sex educator, and founder of Liquid Gold Lube. And she's going to be here talking about lube and how it is such an incredible sex tool. She's going to be telling us why wetter is better. And yes, we also get onto the subject of sex toys, because we just can't stop talking about them, because, you know, anything that enhances pleasure is a winner in our books. And in the meantime, if there's something you really want to chat to me about, head over to Twitter. I am at In Bed With Lisa. I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for being here again with me this week, though, and I will see you next time. Bye.